Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of iMac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Will, Willie Baramo. What's up, Will? How's it going out there?
Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Last Saturday of November, and we're entering the Christmas season here. Just 4 weeks away from the Christmas season. Thanksgiving just ended. Hope all you guys out there had a great Thanksgiving. And if you guys have any thoughts or want to share your feedback on anything we talk about tonight, you can call in the phone number, which is 646-721-9904. Again, that's 646-721-9904. So, Will, how was Thanksgiving, man? Did you have a lot to eat in the Rommel house?
Yeah, it was cool, you know. You know, we ate turkey, you know, stuffing, you know, the usual stuff.
Did you know?
You, man.
Yeah. You missed that part, right?
What are you saying?
You missed what I just said after the turkey.
No, I did. Yeah, I missed that. What are you saying?
I said the JJ.
No, I didn't hear that part.
That wasn't included. That was in dessert, right?
No, that wasn't in the list. But
yeah,
your usual, you know, macaroni with the turkey?
Yeah, I got the turkey, macaroni and cheese, and the mashed potato. Had sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
And eggnog for dessert. Yeah, man, it was the ultimate feast. And I'm not talking about Red Lobster, you know. It was a good Thanksgiving. Got to relax. Didn't have work on that day, of course. Got to watch some football all day, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, it was a relaxing day. Good food. Spent time with family. You know, that's all I could ask for. Nothing to complain.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely right.
And then after you finish eating all the food, you go doo-doo afterwards. To cap it off. You know, because you can't call it Thanksgiving if you don't go to the bathroom after. But you know what's after Thanksgiving, the day after, what happens, right?
And what would that be?
Black Friday.
Oh, right, of course, yeah.
Which was yesterday when people go out, they save all their money's worth, and they go shopping off for stuff they could probably buy during the year, even less than what they bought yesterday. But yesterday was Black Friday, and I had to work on that day, of course. For those of you out there who don't know, you know, I do phone sales and phone orders, so I have to, you know, my company wanted me to come in because they thought it would be busy and people would call in to buy and order stuff. But I've been there for like 5 years now, and all the Black Fridays I've worked, it's never been busy. And yesterday turned out to be another day where it wasn't busy, but, you know, I went, you know, I got to pay the bills. So I went to work, boring day, pretty much. I spent most of the day going through Amazon because, you know, I was trying to see if there was any deals on Amazon on Black Friday, because they have deals from Black Friday to Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really see anything that, you know, interested me.
Right.
So I'm usually an online shopper, but I said, you know what? It's Black Friday this year. I'm going to go out, and after work, I'm going to go shopping. You know me, Will, you know where I work. So I work on 6th Avenue. So I'm like right in the middle of all the chaos. The hoopla, you know, right a few blocks from Times Square. I'm near Fashion Avenue and Broadway, Penn Station, and all the craziness that is Midtown Manhattan. So that area where I work, that's pretty much where all the tourists and the people are going to be shopping.
Right.
So, well, even when I got off the train in the morning to go to work, there's already a lot of people shopping already outside. And it's damn near 20 degrees. It's real cold outside, but don't give a damn. So, you know, during work, I'm like, you know, I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to go to H&M, get some sweaters, maybe a winter jacket, go to Macy's maybe, get something. So after work, I'm all pumped up. Yeah, you know. I'm all pumped up like, yo, I'm going to do some Black Friday shopping today. You know? And then Work finished, I got out. The cold hit me, I'm like, uh-oh, no, forget that. Like, no way. No way I'm staying in Midtown Manhattan in this cold weather to go shopping. So I said, you know, H&M, Macy's, fuck. I'm not going to go shopping out in this cold. And it's damn near crowded on the streets. I mean, if you were there on Friday after work, you would have thought they were having a Thanksgiving parade part two. There's tourists all over the place.
The continuation of the parade.
Yeah. I thought it was another parade. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to stay in this chaos. I'm going to go home. Mm-hmm. Better yet, you know what? I'm going to go to the Junction in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go to Target and some other places around there to go shop instead.
Right.
So I get on the train, go to Flatbush, Brooklyn in the Junction, get off. I'm ready to go to Target, and I go to the bank first, withdraw some money, then go to Target. Target was not packed as I hoped it was.
Mm-hmm.
I guess probably in early in the day it was packed, but when I went there, you know, there wasn't that many people, you know,
mm-hmm.
in there. So I go there, I'm thinking, you know, maybe I might find something that I would like to buy. Maybe, you know, maybe an Xbox One, maybe, maybe some new video games, shirt, something.
Right.
But I didn't see shit.
Mm.
People ransacked the damn store, man.
Mm.
There's like almost nothing left.
Maybe Vikings and pirates invaded the place already.
Yeah, man, it was like, I didn't see anything that interested me because people freaking took everything. The only thing I could buy was freaking junk food. Freaking Oreos and potato chips. That's pretty much what I ended up buying at Target.
Mm.
You would have thought, oh, McCorley, he left with an LCD TV.
He nope. Balling.
Balling, right? Nope. Bag of chips.
Mm.
Bag of chips, Oreos, candy. And then I had to go across the street to the 99 cent store. I bought some Febreze for the bathroom and some other stuff, but I didn't get to buy any electronics, no sweaters, no jackets like I hoped for. So I just have to wait until later in the Christmas time or maybe early next year maybe. Because I'm lazy when it comes to shopping, you know. I'm either going to go out shopping late or I'm going to order everything online.
Absolutely.
That's pretty much what I do. So this Black Friday was unsuccessful. I didn't really get anything like I hoped I would. You know, but there's always next year, right?
Yep, that is true.
Yeah. Did you go shopping yesterday?
No, I didn't. I stayed home.
Yeah, it's good thing you did, man. It's if you would have shopped in Manhattan alone, that's where the craziness is pretty much. That's where you have all the tourists and all the people lining up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, people lining up like it was Star Wars 7. Yeah, like episode 7 being released now.
For real.
It's crazy. Yeah, but hey, people spend their hard-earned money during the year, and they want to go out and buy 60-inch TVs when they got rent due the next week. Good luck with that. It's crazy. But, yeah, you got Cyber Monday. Are you going to do any shopping online for Cyber Monday?
I doubt it.
I might do some Christmas shopping online. There's a few stuff that I have in mind that I'm going to buy, so I'm definitely going to see if Amazon has any deals and some other online retail stores. So I'll check that out. But you know what the crazy news is that's going on right now? This Michael Brown shooting controversy. That's what everybody's talking about before this whole holiday season began. Of course, you know, in Ferguson, Missouri, Michael Brown, I think he was like 20 years old or 19 years old. He was shot by an officer, and he shot dead by an officer. And some people say that. Some eyewitnesses say that, you know, Michael Brown was struggling with the officer while the officer was in his car. I guess Michael Brown reached to get the gun through the car window, and the officer's gun went off. And then Michael Brown started running away, and then The officer got out of the car and chased them and then fired shots. Some people said that Michael Brown had his hands up and was facing towards the officer, and the officer still shot him several times. You know, there's a lot of different stories that's been circulating out there. You can't tell which story is fake, which story is real. But
Right.
at the end of the day, I mean, you had an officer kill, 18-year-old kid, 19-year-old kid, whatever his age was. And this is, been happening a lot recently. You know, it's all the way going back to the case from 2 years ago. What was the case again? That famous one,
Martin.
Trayvon Martin. Yeah. You have a lot of, young black guys getting shot by police officers or, patrolmen, and, black people want justice. The black community wants answers,
Grimson wasn't even a cop. He was like a neighborhood watch guy or
Yeah.
something like that.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I mean, and the jury, well, the prosecutor announced that they wouldn't prosecute the officer Darren Wilson, and so they decided, grand jury wouldn't indict him on any murder charges, and the black community got furious. I mean, days after that announcement that the officer wouldn't be indicted, there were riots all over Ferguson, Missouri. You know, you had people looting, breaking into stores, vandalizing, committing arson, or, freaking riding in the streets, stopping people from, moving their cars. It's been crazy what's been going on in Ferguson right now. It's like Rodney King Part Two, the way people have been looting and, causing riots. And, while I agree that, the way this kid was killed is unjust, at the same time, we don't know the real story behind it. We don't know, if he resisted arrest, and he put himself in the wrong situation, I guess. So I mean, you can't blame the kid. You can't blame the officer at the same time. I mean, it's something that we will never know. We'll never really know what really happened that night or that day. For people to be looting stores and vandalizing property and committing arson, there's a right way to protest and there's a wrong way to protest, and they've been doing it the wrong way.
Yeah, the ones who've been rioting and
Niggas!
that's not how they're just living up to the stereotype.
Exactly.
They're making everybody else look bad, all the peaceful protesters look bad by them doing this.
Yeah, I mean, black people, if you want white people to not look down on you and not look at you as animals, these riots are not gonna help. Okay?
They should have, those three, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I understand people are frustrated, I mean, with the results, but the people who are just acting crazy and just vandalizing stuff, robbing, I mean, that's, it's crazy. I mean,
Yeah, like how is that helping?
they should just do a a peaceful protest like the other people are.
Exactly. I'm with you, Will. Silent protest, you don't need to be freaking being violent or damaging property or setting buildings on fire and flipping over cars, like this is animalistic shit that they're doing.
Yeah.
Barbarians.
Unfortunately, yeah. And they make everybody else look bad.
Yeah, and like you want to be respected by, other races, but yet you're doing this shit. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's hypocritical. You want respect, but yet you're doing this buffoonery. I don't get it. I don't get it. Just march, protest, do it, in a nonviolent way, Gandhi, the way.
Yeah, Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King, But not like this. Come on. They're setting the whole city on fire. There might
Their
not
own
even be a
backyard.
Ferguson in a month from now.
Their own backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
They're destroying their houses, their businesses. Why? That's really sticking it to the people who wronged you? That doesn't make any sense. I mean,
any sense.
Just do a peaceful protest, just like everybody else who's doing it in the town. But no,
yeah.
Everybody else is getting a bad rap because of some people who can't even control their own anger.
Exactly, man. Preach on, brother, man. I mean, they're protesting in the street and preventing people from going to work in the morning. I mean, that's uncalled for. It's not the way to protest, you know?
Yeah.
Shit, if I was and I lived there, I would move. For real. What's going on over there right now? Crazy. But, you know, like, I gotta say, like, there's a lot of these incidents where young guys are getting arrested, and, you know, it's not right for police to be killing them. You know, maybe they should be tasing them instead, you know, but not always being too trigger happy. They're willing to, you know, push the trigger to shoot someone, you know.
I know. It's just crazy.
Yeah. You know, people are asking for these police officers to wear cameras, which I think is a smart idea. So that way we can actually see what happened if something like this goes on.
I think that's a great idea.
It is. I'm with, work in the, you know, for a company that does security and surveillance and, you know, companies like mine sell body-worn cameras. So I know a lot about them, and yeah, police officers should definitely wear them so that way we can see actual footage of what happened during an incident like this. It's some crazy stuff. But young black men, they got to stop putting themselves in these situations, man. Like, if black men don't put themselves in these situations, stuff like this doesn't happen.
Yeah,
am I right, Will?
Well, I mean, it happens.
Yeah,
sometimes.
From time to time again.
Sometimes, but I mean, there are sometimes. I mean, there are some corrupt cops. I mean, they're few and far between, but there are some out there. You know.
Yeah, there's some out there, but there's also some knuckleheads out there who don't freaking listen to cops, who resist arrest.
Yeah. Of course.
You know, hanging on the streets, on the corner, selling weed, not going to school. You know, thinking all the police are bad. You can't be thinking that way, man.
Well, yeah, of course.
See, I'm about to be the new Bill Cosby on this subject. Because you know Bill Cosby can't talk about the black community anymore.
Yeah.
You got to worry about other stuff. But... yeah, man, you just gotta, like, these guys just have to, like, stop putting themselves in these situations where officers, you know, do stuff like this.
Yeah.
There's a funny skit from the Chris Rock show years ago where he did a skit about how not to get your ass kicked by the police. And I'm going to play it for you, and this is... even in the skit, he gives you, like, what you need to do to not get yourself in these situations. I'm going to play it for you right now. It's going to be funny, but it's also going to be the truth.
People in the black community, myself, often worry that we might be a victim of police brutality. So, as a public service, the Chris Rock Show proudly presents this educational video. Have you ever been face-to-face with a police officer and wondered, is he about to kick my ass? Well, wonder no more. If you follow these easy tips, you'll be fine. First, obey the law. Laws were made for a reason. Think of them as hints. You've heard people say, man, I wouldn't do that shit if I was you. Well, here's some of that shit. Carjacking, armed robbery, arson, selling drugs, buying drugs, stabbing, shooting. You know, you probably won't get your ass kicked if you just use common sense. If you jump a subway turnstile, you might just get off with a warning from the police. But if you jump a turnstile carrying a loaded gun and smoking a joint, then maybe you need your ass kicked. We all know what happened to Rodney King. But Rodney wouldn't have got his ass kicked if he had just followed this simple tip. When you see flashing police lights in your mirror, stop immediately. Everybody knows, if the police have to come and get you, they're bringing an ass kicking with them. Here's a no-brainer. If you're listening to loud rap music, turn that shit off. Blasting fuck the police while you're getting pulled over by the police is just ignorant. When an officer approaches your car, be polite.
Is there a problem, officer?
And stay in your car with your hands on the wheel.
What the fuck do you want, motherfucker?
Unless you want your ass kicked. Want to give a friend a ride? Not so fast. Your friend might be crazy. Now, before you let your friend in your car, ask him these questions. Do you have a gun? Do you have drugs? Do you have any warrants? And in case you do get pulled over by the cops,
license and registration, please.
Remind your friend to do this one thing. Shut the fuck up.
Man, don't give him shit. What the fuck do you want?
If you have to give a friend a ride, get a white friend. A white friend can be the difference between a ticket and a bullet in the ass. Here's a tip you should never forget. If your woman is mad at you, leave her at home. Because a mad woman will say anything. If your woman is mad at you, there's nothing she'd like to see more than you getting your ass kicked.
That's my chicken, you fucking ass!
Now let's review. Obey the law. Use common sense. Stop immediately. Turn that shit off. Be polite. Shut the fuck up. Get a white friend. And last but not least, don't ride with a mad woman. If you follow these simple pointers, you probably won't get your ass kicked by the police.
All right, you see, you got to listen to that. Listen to Chris Rock, man.
Words to live by.
For real, man. Anyway, moving on. Have you seen the new Star Wars 7 trailer?
Yeah, I have.
It looks good. I gotta say, I'm looking forward to it next year when it comes out.
Oh, me too, man. That'd be the first Star Wars movie I've seen in the theaters, man. Huge Star Wars fan, man.
Can't wait to see that, man.
Oh, man, it's gonna be good. They got a new droid. They got the return of the Millennium Falcon, Falcon, as they call it. Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, a new lightsaber.
Yeah. And it's shaped like a medieval sword.
Yeah. Like, how do you feel about that? I know a lot of Star Wars fans don't like it.
I love it. I mean, it's unique. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I love the unique type of, like, Darth Maul's, you know, dual-sided lightsaber. You know, I like that it's a unique style of a lightsaber. So I'm interested to see how it is.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I want to see if it also has some other features to it, you know. But I think it's okay. It's an upgrade. I mean, this does happen like 30 years after the third movie, right?
The sixth movie. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Episode six, I should say. Right. Right.
Yeah.
So I mean, I have no problem. But you have a lot of Star Wars fans complaining about it. But
give it a shot.
Yeah, but it looks good. It looks good from what I could see. So I mean, I think Star Wars fans are definitely gonna love it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, but we have to wait until December of 2015, so next year.
Literally a year away.
Yeah. It looks like they've done a good job with it so far, from what I could see in the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
And finally,
I hope Lando's in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
I hope so, but he's, like, the only person that I wanted to be in there that's not there that I know of, but...
Ah, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, and finally, I wanted to talk about a hot piece of ass that I just found. He's in, I think she's in California. She's a reporter for ABC 10 News. And she was doing a story on the Ferguson protests there.
What's her name?
And, Natasha Zuvez. I texted you earlier about her.
Oh, that was the one? Oh, I didn't check it out yet.
This chick, wow. Amazing. Man, it's like, I saw her in the video. I was like, damn, that chick is freaking hot. She might be the hottest news anchor reporter I've ever seen.
Wow.
And I've seen a lot, but she might be the hottest one I've seen.
Man.
And I've done some research on her. It looks like she's part Greek, part Asian.
Mm.
So if you like Greek food and Chinese food or Asian food, then that's your girl right there. But Google her, man. You'll see her her videos on YouTube. She has a news page on Facebook and Twitter. You know, she's hot.
Man.
I'm speechless.
Sure.
When you see what I'm talking about, Will, you're going to get butt naked. Tell you, man. Putting the hype on her, for real.
Oh, man.
Natasha Zuvez, that's the next hot reporter. But anyway, you got any last words, Will?
Oh, man. Thanks for having me on the show. And continue to check out IMAC every Saturday at 11. And then come back tomorrow, Sundays at 6 p.m., check out Sports with a Legend with me, William Ramo. So check out the show tomorrow. Peace.
All right, so check out Will's show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend at 6, and come back here next week. Check out IMAC with me, McCorley Matthew, and Will every Saturdays at 11. Peace out.